This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, it's Bill Martinez, top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us. Once again, I remind you to go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And, hey, look, we have a plethora of past interviews with the experts. You want to listen and make sure you might say, wow, did I hear that right? It's right there for you to download, listen at your own convenience, share it with your friends, your family, spread the good word, let them know that, hey, look, you found somebody that pursues the truth no matter where it leads. And this is about, you know, the full discovery, the whole facts, the whole truth, and nothing but as best we can deliver it to you. In fact, you know, much being said about this temporary ban to protect, I believe, to protect we the people. And, you know, you may recall this is what President Obama had to say back in November of 2014.
When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. Today, we have more agents and technology deployed to secure our southern border than at any time in our history. Although this summer there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children being apprehended at our border, the number of such children is now actually lower than it's been in nearly 2 years. Overall, the number of people trying to cross our border illegally is at its lowest level since the 1970s. First, we'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel. Second, I'll make it easier and faster for high-skilled immigrants, graduates, and entrepreneurs to stay and contribute to our economy. Third, we'll take steps to deal responsibly with the millions of undocumented immigrants who already live in our country. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%. Now, here's the thing. We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. So we're gonna... If you've been in America for more than 5 years, if you have children who are American citizens or legal residents, if you register, pass a criminal background check, and you're willing to pay your fair share of taxes, you'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. That's what this deal is. Now, let's be clear about what it isn't. This deal does not apply to anyone who has come to this country recently. It does not apply to anyone who might come to America illegally in the future. It does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or offer the same benefits that citizens receive. What I'm describing is accountability, a common sense middle ground approach. If you meet the criteria, you can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, pass a bill. Now, tomorrow I'll travel to Las Vegas and meet with some of these students, including a young woman named Astrid Silva. Astrid was brought to America when she was 4 years old. Her only possessions were a cross, her doll, and the frilly dress she had on. And today Astrid Silva is a college student working on her third degree. Are we a nation that kicks out a striving, hopeful immigrant like Astrid? Or are we a nation that finds a way to welcome her in? My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants. We were strangers once too.
Well, this is President Obama's speech, and I know some would say, if we could only have realized the vision that he had laid out. But unfortunately, there seemed to be some compromises here, and here it is. It's the whole idea of what he talked about got kicked down the road, and as it gets kicked down further down the road, it gets more complicated. And we've got 21st century problems of immigration that we're having to deal with. And that discussion will continue. Thank you for joining in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the right thing to do. It's so much easier, and we stop wasting money the longer that we maintain this trajectory that we're on. And more and more Americans are starting to see the value of being on track, even though 7 out of 10 still agree we're on the wrong track. I think we're hopeful right now, and that's that is a good thing for this country. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Still, the nation is reverberating with what happened at the University of California at Berkeley, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, particularly as it relates to a new book that was just released, No Campus for White Men, The Transformation of Higher Education into Hateful Indoctrination. Scott Greer is with us. He's an editor, columnist at the Daily Caller. His work has appeared on the Drudge Report, Real Clear Politics, Fox Nation, Breitbart, and numerous other outlets. Scott Greer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for me on. I'm good.
Hey, good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. And which was you had a forward. I mean, little did you know when you had Milo Yiannopoulos do a forward for you that he was going to be such an incendiary figure in all this. You know, brilliant timing on your part.
Yeah, well, when I first asked him to do this, it was like last year, last spring in 2016. He was still getting protests. I remember seeing him at American University and a couple other places, and there are still students out there protesting, yelling at anybody who appeared at his show. They called him racist, Nazi. Mm-hmm. They were saying this, but there wasn't really any violence. But the violence has started to ratchet up ever since Donald Trump was elected. They've kind of seen him as like as a representative of Trump and somebody that they need to crush violently, and thus they've had a lot more violent protests ever since Trump was elected. But yeah, it was very good timing. I picked him specifically because he's kind of like at the forefront of kind of pushing back at the craziness going on campus. And when he shows up, you know, they just go crazy for him.
Right.
So he was the perfect person to share his experience with seeing what's going on college campuses right now.
Well, interesting as this would happen, things like this, when, you know, the more you try to hold back and resist, it's kind of like watching an eclipse of the moon or the sun, you know, where they tell you not to look up because, you know, the intensity of something, you know, when there is resistance, the intensity increases and it can be, you know, you have unexpected consequences. And for those that wanted to squash Milo, the unintended consequences is now they've really taken him to newer heights and more notoriety, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. His book once again hit number one on Amazon among all books. You know, and they sell like millions of books, so that's a pretty big deal that his hit number one because people want to know who is this guy and why is his message making people go nuts, you know, and try to like start fires and assault people just by him speaking on a college campus. Why is this guy so incendiary? And people, that's what made him drive book sales, and that's what made him get on TV. That's what is driving more interest in him. More people are wanting to know who this guy is. It's not suppressing his speech. It's only expanding it and making more people aware of who he is and how these campus leftists are treating free speech.
Well, as an observer of campus culture, you've been seeing this move, you know, more aggressively to the left. I mean, to the point that you even have comedians who heretofore, you know, you have them for amusement and kind of a break from the doldrums of campus life and that sort of thing. But you have comedians now en masse saying, I'm off the campus circuit because, you know, these kids are just way too serious and, you know, they're not interested in having a good time anymore.
Yeah, as I describe in my book, On Campus for White Men, these comedians don't want to go there anymore because their jokes are going to be labeled microaggressions. Microaggressions, of course, are these unconscious insults that students find are somehow discriminatory. If you make some off-color joke in the private sphere, that's not just like, you know, rude or something. It's a severe aggression against a minority group. So all these comedians are basically told that they can't have these certain jokes. They have to have trigger warnings before their act. And then students get upset at no matter what joke they say. They can't please anybody because, you know, it's so confined. It's all these comedians such as Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock and some others, they're like, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to a campus where I'm limited in the jokes that I have. You know, nobody's laughing. They're just sitting there like the old church lady skit in the SNL.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
they're like sitting there like, you know, jotting down everything like, this joke's too offensive, this joke is makes fun of this person. You know, they don't want to deal with that. They're trying to entertain people and have a good time and express their art in a way that's not confined by these silly limitations. And that's why they don't want to go on a college campus, because they know it's not a place that respects free speech.
So what's happened here, Scott? I mean, you know, we have seen in some of the cases, like what happened at California Berkeley, there were a lot of outsiders that participated in this deal. I mean, the suggestion that, you know, George Soros, his money has, you know, paid for these professional agitators to come in. And many have said clearly there were outsiders involved here. I mean, all you got to do is take a real quick look and go, interesting. You know, they're all dressed in similar garb and, you know, their faces are covered. And, you know, this, you know, takes you down the road of some sort of conspiracy. We see that on display. Is it the same thing on the college campuses? Are there people who are, you know, have inculcated the campus culture to such a degree, or is it just the oversensitivity? I mean, they kind of just gave something right for these kids, and like a virus, it's spreading.
Yeah, and the reason they keep blaming outside agitators for the violence at Berkeley as in a way to push away the blame from the school and school administrators. Like, well, these people weren't students. These people had nothing to do. They were outside agitators, which is true. A lot of these people, they call themselves anti-fascist, Antifa for short, and they kind of aren't really associated with the school. They're their own subculture outside of the school, and they're all across the country, even though one of the main rioters actually turns out to be a university staff employee, but Berkeley doesn't want to acknowledge that. But that doesn't take away the blame from the school. The schools are safe spaces for anti-Trump violence. Most of the students there likely condoned or at least ignored the violence. They did not stop the violence. They didn't, and many probably cheered it on. There was one member of this College Republicans that brought Milo there who said on TV that most of his fellow students agreed with what these rioters did, with them shutting down Milo. So these are places where they find a home for their aggression and their violence towards conservatives and anyone who leans right. So the school does share the blame for what happened. They allowed this to happen. They told the police to not, you know, to act in a moderate fashion and let these people run wild on campus. So
you know, welcome to Baltimore one more time. That worked so effectively there, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the one thing, Scott, you know, they hear tossed around from their side is that everybody's a fascist, but they seem to be acting more like fascists than the people that they're accusing to be fascists. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. I mean, they're trying to suppress speech and commit violence against their enemies. I guess that's pretty fascist to me.
I would think so. Scott Greer is with us, editor and columnist at the Daily Caller, and more from Scott as we talk about his book, No Campus for White Men, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You got the invitation, you got the right address. You need the medication, the answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you waited for. Just squeeze a bit more. Tonight we're on a mission, tonight's the casting call. This is the real audition.
Oh God, help us all.
You make the right impression, then everybody knows your name.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey,
Don't you love the soundtrack, huh? Little La Land music. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. No campus for white men. The transformation of higher education into hateful indoctrination. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we didn't know terms like microaggressions, trigger warnings, safe spaces. But that's become the order of the day. And our guest, Scott Greer, boy, I'll tell you, if you need to get up to date as to what's happening, I know you see things on television. You go wonder what is going on with these college campuses, you know, especially if you're a parent and you've spent all this money for your kids to be educated, and you see the display that's on televisions across this country, and you go, am I wasting my money? What is going on here, Scott Greer?
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of parents should be concerned about that, because they are spending, you know, they don't want their kids saddled with $100K in student loan debt to be taught that, you know, about white privilege for 40 years.
Yes.
So it definitely makes sense for them to say, what is going on? Why is, you know, is a college education worth it? And I think a lot of these schools need to answer that question, because what ultimately all this money comes from, it comes from taxpayers. It comes from parents. It comes from these students who are taking out student loans. And if the only education they're going to be taught is that certain points of view should not be heard because somebody takes offense towards it, and that all white people are racist and have this white privilege, I don't know if that sounds like a good education and is going to acclimate them to the real world.
Well, as you point out in your book, it's not about education, it's about indoctrination. When indoctrination trumps education, now you're sending all these supposedly educated cripples out into the culture and the labor force. I mean, how much fun? You know, as a coworker, you can't wait to be working alongside these kind of people, can you?
Yeah, and I, as I point out near the end of my book, I mean, the most troubling aspect about this is the training the future leaders of America. This is the type of ideology and ideas that they are imbibing during their college years. You know, and a time in their lives where, you know, they're learning things and they're setting in their ways that's going to last them for the rest of their lives. And if this is the type of environment that they're interacting in and is teaching them how to treat the real world, that's very troubling, because if our next world leaders are talking about how, like, well, you can't say this X country because, you know, that's a microaggression, you know, and they're treating diplomacy and, like, actual issues that control matters of life and death, and they have these type of ridiculous notions, that's quite troubling and very disturbing, and could take our country down a very dark path.
And, of course, we know by practice, when you're able to take over the language and you control the language, and basically this is what progressives have done with the definition the inculcation of safe spaces and trigger warnings and all these warm and feely, sensitive kind of things, it knocks us off track, because what are they going to do? I mean, what value are they going to have to the marketplace? Because meanwhile, you know, we have business to conduct. Some of this stuff might be better left with a therapist, not in the marketplace, because you're going to get out in the real world, Scott. And as you and I, we've experienced is the real world is a cruel trainer, especially for those that are further away from how the real world conducts business. Does
absolutely
that make sense?
But one of absolutely that makes sense. But one of the things that these students have and are thinking is that these they've embraced identity politics, and they kind of feel that just because they're a certain racial or sexual minority that they deserve more rights than just being an average American. They think that that gives them more privilege and more status within society. And we see this a lot, and this could come into the workforce, but as I document in my book, you see that a lot of these students, when they're agitating for their political goals, it's very specific about giving certain groups more benefits on campus, such as African Americans need more counseling that's specifically reserved for them. I think one of the more disturbing things is a lot of these Black student groups are now agitating for separate housing that's exclusive to them, and is more and as at lower cost and is even better, but it's only reserved for Black students, which that sounds remarkably like Jim Crow and segregation, but instead it's in reverse
from the opposite angle.
Housing in every,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, from the opposite perspective. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, and that's, but it's coming where they get the better advantages versus whites and everybody else. You know, no other student is able to get that special housing. And a few universities have even implemented that, such as the California State University of Los Angeles has implemented that separate housing exclusively for African-American students. So they kind of think when that could be applied to the workforce where I don't get this job because my resume isn't as good and I didn't do as good an interview, they think, well, I didn't get this job because I'm not white and this is racist. Thus, they can agitate that these businesses need to hire people based on their color of skin or their sexual orientation rather than the quality of their work and whether they fit with the company.
Yeah, let's stay stuck in the 50s. And on top of that, interestingly enough, isn't this some sort of semblance in a way of, populism and restrictive populism? I mean, the very thing they're up in arms about with Donald Trump in terms of saying, look, we need to protect this country, and draw back for a moment and secure our safety here in this country. And people have seen this revolution that's taken place politically as populist or nationalistic in nature when the trajectory has been more to globalism. But, it's also subtle. It pronounces it's the same thing, just pronouncing itself in a different sort of way, because anything that ultimately takes away from us being united and becoming one, of many there is one, this is counterproductive. But nobody seems to be, calling the question on that. I mean, you do in your book, but, we need to call the question more clearly, because the mainstream media and those that think that there's something to benefit from this unrest and chaos, they just let it go unchecked. There's no accountability on this, Scott.
Yeah, it is. I would say, as I say in my book, it's reverting to tribalism. These groups don't see themselves as American or as part of the national body. They just see themselves as part of their own little group. And what that creates is they see their fellow countrymen as not as their fellow countrymen, but as an enemy who needs to be conquered, who is a threat, who needs to go to war against. And what could happen with this is this is kind of a vicious cycle of identity politics, is that you further, it declines further into these all-out tribal warfare where everyone against everyone. And it's just people competing for specific benefits for their own group rather than trying to benefit the whole student body or to apply to our nation, to the whole national body. And it's quite troubling because people are, we're trying to be a United States, not a divided state.
Exactly. And so what happens when they come into the workplace, as you and I touched on just a moment ago? I mean, all of a sudden now you've got these people, I'm talking about these kids that have been conditioned by campus life and this worldview. And there's a clash around the corner coming, and it's going to be more so than what we're seeing on college campuses today, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, we've seen this already with the kind of Black Lives Matter activism where if there's ever a police shooting that they think is against an African-American and to get public attention, they automatically jump to the conclusion that it's unjust murder, no matter what the facts are. And then that starts, will sometimes riot and shut down city streets over it, even though they haven't waited for the facts yet. And that's what a lot we see on campuses, where they just automatically jump to a conclusion about a campus controversy, determine what their preferred narrative is, and then just run with it, no matter what the facts are.
Okay. Again,
that could definitely happen in the workplace when they start complaining about their boss for just some microaggression that doesn't exist.
Well, congratulations on the book. Available at all the usual places, I take it, Scott, right?
Yeah, it's available right now on Amazon and at WD Superstore. That's the book publisher. And it will be out in bookstores next month, March 4th.
Well, that's great. No Campus for White Men. Let's keep the conversation going. Scott Greer has been our guest. Scott, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, because it's all about you, you are still the one. Thank you for joining us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. You know, it's kind of sad, really, when you think about all this narrative that's flying about regarding the temporary travel ban. I think most of Main Street America looks at what the president has done and said, well, you know, that's what he said he was going to do in the during the campaign. That's why we elected him, because we want him to, you know, really up the ante and focus on national security. Why not? But people are getting all twisted up, and you know, the progressives and everything, and it's now a Muslim ban, and then on top of that, you get people that aren't going to let any good crisis go to waste, much less the death of a parent, right? And so now you come up with this story that, hey, my mom died, you know, because Donald Trump wouldn't let her come to America. She was coming here to America to, you know, to get some medical help. And because of what Donald Trump did, she died. And the mainstream media and everybody ran away with this. And Rachel Alexander is with us right now, senior editor at The Stream. And she's going to clear up the fog here and tell us the truth of the matter, because it seems like the sun who started this story is one big liar, Rachel Alexander.
Yeah, this guy named Mike Hager out of Detroit, who's Islamic, said that his mom died because of the ban. And the truth came out. The imam who is at his mosque in Detroit later told the news, no, the woman actually died 5 days prior to the ban. And this guy had been, you know, flying over to bring her back from, I believe it was Iraq, and he just made it up. And all these mainstream, you know, media sites ran with it, including CNN, CBS, BuzzFeed, Yahoo, and the last time I checked, the article on CBS by an award-winning reporter, Jim Smith, for CBS Boston,
he hadn't even collected his article.
Mm. Well, is it any wonder Sean Spicer, the Trump administration, is calling them out for this fake news time and again? I mean, this is frustrating. You would think that, you know, with the pressure on them and more light being brought to their fake news, that the editors in the newsrooms would say, guys, we got to do a better job here. This isn't journalism. I mean, if anything, we're obliterating the principles of journalism and we're losing all credibility in the process, wouldn't you think?
No, because there's no pushback. There's no punishment. You know, this Jim Smith person never had to correct his article. There's another big piece of fake news that came out a little before this, which was about Trump supposedly removing a bust of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes,
from the White House. Yeah, and that reporter, nothing happened to that reporter from what I could tell. In fact, the was it CNN put out something? No, it was Time Magazine. Put out something defending that reporter, even though he, you know, just based it on the fact he couldn't see the statue in the room where he was at because it was somebody was standing in front of it or something, the door was in front of it. So there's no ramifications for this. But you know what's going to happen? I think because Trump keeps calling these people out on this fake news, I think they're going to do themselves in. I think that, you know, Trump's already saying he's going to start letting people like, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos from Breitbart into his, you know, White House press briefing. Trump's just going to start replacing them and going around them. And,
well,
you know,
he's already, they're already doing that right now, Rachel, with this stream, which I think is a brilliant idea. I like the idea to get, you know, people outside of the Beltway involved, you know, through Skyping into these press conferences. What do you think?
Oh, I hadn't even heard that. So, because I really would like to cover one of them, but I live in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Well, you could do it on Skype. You get to go in. I think they're allowing four connections now into the press corps, and you know, and they're Skyping in, and I think it's terrific because you get some local perspective. Of course, you know, the traditional guard of the White House pool, you know, they're taking my time, they're taking my question, you know, time that I could ask my question and follow up, and they see this as a foul, but I see this as opening up the opportunity, which is, you know, Trump. You know, classic Trump. It's like, let's get the people involved. Why not? Let's break the old confines of that traditional nine-dot paradigm that helped get us into this mess. Let's do something outside the box for a change.
Well, and it's a natural technological advance. I mean,
sure.
That's so stupid to cut off the rest of America. If you don't live in D.C., you don't get a cover of the White House. I
that's
mean,
right.
it sounds like it'll be this thing.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, and I don't think Obama was, you know, very non-elitist at all. So it doesn't surprise me if this kind of a move wasn't made under the Obama administration.
Well, I mean, hey, he's talking to a gal that's taking a bath in Fruit Loops. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't you have, you know, some legitimate journalist outside of the Beltway have an opportunity to ask a question? I mean, they don't have a permanent spot. It's rotational. You put your request in, and they're, I think, allowing up to four people on Skype to come in, and they ask their question, and just like anybody else from the press pool, and, you know, and you get the flavor of their worldview and their perspective from their immediate region and city. I think it's a great idea, something like you said, that should have been thought of a long time ago, and you would have thought, as technologically savvy, or at least what we were led to believe, as technologically savvy President Obama was, that he would have been the one to do it. But no, it takes Donald Trump, you know, 70-year-old president, who comes in, a true CEO, to come in and say, hey, no, let's do something a little bit different here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've just been blown away by Trump. I couldn't stand him during the primary. I, you know, wrote articles against him during the primary, but once he was a nominee, I came around, and he's just been absolutely phenomenal. I mean,
right.
I can't wait to get up every morning and go to Drudge Report or, you know, the stream and just see all the headlines, because you go from six horrible things a day to, like, six awesome things happening today because of this man.
Exactly.
And,
he's got a window, Rachel. He's got a window that's closing. We don't have forever here. I mean, it's measured in months in terms of the control of both legislators, legislative bodies, Congress and the Senate. And so he's got to move. And he's got, and he's moving quickly. There's no doubt he's leaving so many people, the traditional guard and the beltway, in the dust because this guy operates on 3 hours sleep. And I will say to you, Rachel, when we first started talking about, when Trump made the announcement, you broke it down. And for me, I've been in business all of my life, and I thought one of the things that we'd been, decrying for quite a while was this country. You know, at every time, depending on the personality country and what the country needed, because sometimes, if you're in a war, you need a wartime president, right? And you're in a situation where we are $20 trillion in debt, and yes, we've got these threats of war, but we got a loss of jobs, and so we need a jobs president. We need a business guy to be able to come in, and who would have thought that it would be somebody so outside the beltway that's not beholden to anybody that could really make those tough decisions? It's almost like getting, if you've been around business and you had any kind of familiarity with a bankrupt CEO, there are people who are, they specialize, they're bankrupt experts, Chapter 11 experts who come into businesses and they make the hard decisions, they're doing line by line cuts in order for the business to survive. And in our instance now, we have that because Trump's not beholden to the old guard. He's not beholden to K Street and all those other influences that have dominated, our government and has got us into this $20 trillion in debt, mess that we're dealing with, in part.
Yeah, and, I practiced personal bankruptcy for a while, so I sort of understand what you mean there. What I think is amazing about him is how he stands up to John McCain. And
yes.
John McCain keeps criticizing him, but he just looks foolish because John McCain is the same old, same old, whereas Trump doesn't care.
Yes.
He's going to get things done.
Well, Trump is about his brand. I mean, the reason that brands exist, whether it's McDonald's or you think about any brand, IBM, that's been there, is because you know what you get. They have been consistent. And this is what Donald Trump is bringing to the White House. He's bringing a brand that has some value, and I think it's teaching a lot of people a lot of things along the way. And, if we can get that opportunity, I encourage him to keep, standing up and the rest of America to stand up to the lie and call it out for what it is. Rachel Alexander, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Certain values that we need to hold to. I know the left and progressives want us to let go of this. I mean, this is how you begin to become controlled, is you let go of those things that brought you to the dance. You lose sight. You know, I was just talking with Roger Stone off the air. You know, one of my favorite sayings has been, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I think that's what we've lost sight of. And this is what Donald Trump has brought back to the public square, is helping us understand that vision and what our target point is all about is so critical. And you have people that have been so used to, for so long, Roger Stone, that, you know, that they live in the world of theory. And you've got that part of the populace that is theoretical in purpose. Then you have the other part, which and I think America's hard pressed to understand how diabolical the forces that exist that do not want this great American experiment to continue. What do you say, Roger Stone?
Agreement. The mainstream media and their allies in the establishment have had things their way for 30 years.
Yes.
How are we doing? They've given us endless war, massive debt and spending and borrowing, erosion of our civil liberties, an immigration system that's left our communities and streets unsafe, a foreign policy that is expensive and completely incoherent, in which we seem to be doing everything humanly possible to boost our enemies and undercut our friends.
Exactly.
That's what they've given us. And they want the status quo. The Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, and virtually every member of Congressman, Republican, and Democrat. They like things just the way they are. Trump is dissatisfied with the decline in the country, and he will take them all on if that's what it takes to make America great again.
Exactly. Roger Stone is with us, and he's the best-selling author, political insider about the 45th president of the United States. Been with Donald Trump for, what, over 35 years, Roger? Did we lose you? Roger, are you there? Let's see here. let's see, all of a sudden we got so excited, we lost him in the transition here.
No, I think we're here.
Oh, here we are. Okay, there you are. All right. Yeah, I said that you've been with, you know, you're an insider with Trump. You've known Trump for a long time, over 35 years. You've seen and witnessed firsthand his character and what Donald Trump is all about, which, you know, certainly those in the Beltway, the people that got us into this mess, you know, cannot understand. I mean, this was the furthest thing that was supposed to happen. I mean, it was supposed to be Hillary and a continuation of one Barack Obama's policies. But America, thank God, woke up in time and heard what Donald Trump was telling them. And they said, no, he's going to be our guy. This is the one who we want running the country, right?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I think that people don't understand that Donald is a fighter. Mm. He is completely unafraid of these forces that are aligned against him. And the more you attack him, the more resolve he has. He is a terrifically stubborn individual when he has set his mind on a goal. And I know Washington shock, because the idea of a candidate for president who actually does the things he said he was going to do in the campaign is unknown to them. They've never heard of that.
Right.
Read my lips. No new taxes. Right up till the minute that George Bush raised taxes.
Exactly.
So they're so used to campaigns being about rhetoric and empty promises to get elected that when a guy comes along who actually begins to do what he said he was going to do, the folks inside the Beltway are in shock and they're near hysterical.
Exactly. And he's leaving them in the dust, Roger Stone. You know, as it was brought out in the O'Reilly interview, and we've heard several times before, I think in a conversation you and I had before, is that Trump operates on very little sleep, maybe 3-4 hours. So there's no moss growing under his feet. I mean, in 2 weeks' time, he's left the Beltway in the dust, and there's so much energy happening, and I'd say positive and negative. Positive for those that have been saying it's about time, and negative for those that say, look, we're happier with the status quo. We've made a lot of money, and we've taken advantage of the public dole, and we don't want to lose that golden goose, do they?
No, I think you put your finger on it. I guess my real problem with the Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama continuum, because make no mistake about it, the policies of Bush and the policies of Clinton are absolutely identical across the board. Mm. It's not just that they have driven the country into the gutter. It's not just that they have made every American poorer and less safe. It's that they and their cronies have gotten fabulously wealthy while doing it. Mm-hmm. There's my real problem with it.
Right.
They have lined their pockets by being insiders in the system while the American people have suffered. Trump is the only one, I think, with the independence to reverse that trend, to reverse the decline in America.
Well, because of his directness and his honesty, I mean, he is exposing people all around. People are nervous here in this country. And dare I say, Roger Stone, around the world, I mean, you see some agitation happening in other countries, good and bad as well.
Look, he is what he is. And the mainstream media's focus on, for example, yesterday, whether or not he wears a bathrobe when he's in the family quarters of the White House, I just don't think the voters care about this.
Right.
They care about whether or not there are jobs. They care about whether or not their streets and neighborhoods are safe. They care about whether their kids can go to quality school, and when they get out of school, will there be an employment opportunity for them? I believe that if Donald Trump can deliver on the big picture issues that got him elected, sealing the border, revitalizing the economy, redoing the trade deals, and so on,
mm-hmm.
No one is going to care about this sideshow, this constant sniping at him by the mainstream media. But I do agree with something we said off air, which is there has to be consequences.
Exactly.
CNN is not a news organization. They mm-hmm. should be denied White House press credentials because those are for news organizations. We don't give press credentials to opinion organizations, and that's what they are. Mm-hmm. I'm sure whether it's Anderson Cooper or Brooke Baldwin or Mike Smirkanish. Just admit, you're not journalists. You're advocates. You're partisans.
Exactly.
Fine. We have partisans on our side, too. But say what you really are. Not news, not journalists, not unbiased, not reasonable, not fair.
Roger, who's going to call him out on that? I mean, because the public is, you know, raising their backs on this more and more, and they want consequences. You know, and I know that Trump is serious. He's focused about his responsibility to the voters, even those that didn't vote for him, doing what he believes is in the best interest of this country, like, you know, all this controversy over this temporary travel ban that you have an activist judge overstepping on. And, of course, we'll find out later on today the decision there. But it looks like we could end up in a game of chess before it's all over.
Yeah, and it's ironic because if you read the federal statute, I think it's very clear. It says the president has the authority to ban any group at any time for any length of time up to his discretion. That's pretty clear. It's black and white. It doesn't say there are exceptions for Muslims. It doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
The judge is wrong. The judge is looking for his 15 minutes. Hopefully that will be over soon. The judge needs to be ostracized by the people. See, even judges
need to be accountable.
Criticized in this country. Yeah, need to be held accountable.
Exactly.
That's why lifetime tenure for judges is a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Just as the president has said that there should be a limited amount of time for legislators, I believe in the judge's office. I would say even up to the Supreme Court, and some people challenge that, but I think that what happens, you know, when you have somebody, as there have been cases, whether it's been in the legislature or even in the Supreme Court, that people are, I mean, you know, their time on earth is obvious that they are ready to move on, and we're propping them up. I mean, come on, give me a break.
No, there's no question. The Republican majority in the Congress can impeach any judge they choose to, and the president will sign it. I know exactly what needs to happen here. There has to be some accountability. The arrogance in the federal judiciary has to end.
Mm-hmm.
And, frankly, I urge citizens to take action.
Exactly.
The judge's quarters, his phone number are public. Politely, call and let the judge know what you think. Don't no obscenities, no yelling, no violence. But let the judge know what you think.
There hasn't been accountability, to your point, Roger Stone, and pushback by we, the people, to tell the judges that we do not want activist judges. We don't want judges vacating millions of votes like they did in California. The Ninth Circuit of judges has been a challenge for conservatives and those in Main Street America that see the judiciary acting in a way that should be consistent with the founding principles of our U.S. Constitution, and they seem to violate that at every turn, Roger. We got about 20 seconds left here.
Look, I appreciate being with you. My new book, Making the President 2016, really deals with many of these issues. Obviously, the New York Times and the Washington Post are not interested in my making the New York Times bestseller list, so I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity to be here today.
Well, good to have you on with us. Roger Stone, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.